Irene was a little bit different. I was no longer working anywhere, so I was home. That probably is not a good idea when you live by yourself and you're used all your life to being with a crowd of people, making sure everything's okay. You have something always to do. Well, when you're home by yourself, the only thing you can do is pace back and forth. My poor old dogs, they were just so upset, and it wasn't because of the storm. It's because I wouldn't sit still. Yeah, I mean, I was up and down, pacing back and forth, looking out the door, looking out the window. Well, the worst of the storm coming naturally in the middle of the night, like they seem to always do. So I went to bed, finally told myself, there's not a thing you can do to stop this, Margaret. You know, your days of being in control is over with. You might as well just give it up. So I went to bed. But I woke up by 5 o'clock. And I know they had said that it was supposed to have torrential rain. So when I opened my front door, I said, wow, I've never seen this much rainwater. So it was kind of calm. I walked out on the front porch. And I'm standing there looking at the water, you know. And all of a sudden, I saw this leaf go by. And I said, this is not rainwater. This is tide water. So I knew the water had come up around the house. I didn't know how much. I started looking to see, you know. So I finally realized, well, it didn't come in the house. I went to the kitchen and was standing to the kitchen window when what floats by but a life preserver. And I'm standing there and I looked at that and I finally said, Lord, I get your message. I'm going to get it. I may need it. And to this day, I have that life preserver tied to a tree.